Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 26 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Having something like this come through would make for some slick roads out there. So.
Winter weather continues tonight and tomorrow.
A Moorhead restaurant is collecting funds to feed families next month.
A Pikeville hospital plans to open a new children's hospital wing.
The city of Ashland is considering a plan to replace failing water lines.
A former Kentucky high school football coach is accused of 35-year-old sex crimes.
In sports, Moorhead State's basketball team hosts Northern Kentucky tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy with snow showers possible. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Fazoli's of Moorhead and Maysville are reaching out to help families in need this holiday season. The Share the Love project was a success last year, and owner Dan Markwell wants it to be even bigger this year. He says participation is easy as donating $10 to fund a gift card for a family.
We give a special gift card to social services agencies to make sure they get to the right people. And then they can come in whenever it's the best time for them and enjoy a family meal. Or they can come through the drive-thru and, you know, take it home and enjoy it. Everybody's not on a holiday schedule out here. And this affords them an opportunity to hopefully have a nice holiday meal and maybe bring a little cheer to everybody.
Markwell says customers will be able to donate $1 at the register that will go towards the gift cards. Donations can be made at either Fazoli's location or by contacting Markwell via Facebook.
The first signs of winter are showing in the Commonwealth, and officials are urging travelers to take caution since snow has a good chance of sticking to the roads for the first few days this week. Meteorologist David Schallenberger is with the National Weather Service in Jackson. He says normally Kentucky wouldn't be getting this type of weather so early in the year, but it has been made possible due to a combination of circumstances.
According to climatology temperatures, we're a little bit cooler right now than we usually are for climate-wise. And with that being the case, having something like this come through would make for some slick roads out there. So also keep in mind, we've also been much, much wetter for this time of year than normally. So all it takes is just a anomalous cold air push like what we've had.
Schallenberger says things will be warming up near the end of the week, and temperature fluctuations are typical during the transition of seasons.
Moorhead City Park has a new addition that makes the park more accessible for all ages and abilities. A new bocce court was installed behind the playground and is 12 feet by 90 feet, which is the European standard size. Connie Richardson is a retired social worker. She says the new bocce court will be used in the Summer Special Olympics.
Bocce is now a summer sport for Special Olympics. It can be used for the senior games and all ages in the community.
In addition to the bocce court, a special swing has also been added to the new playground equipment for people with disabilities.
Moorhead State University School of Business Administration will be holding their fourth annual regional middle school entrepreneurial competition this week. Cooperative partner is Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, located in southeast Kentucky. Dr. Janet Ratliff, Associate Professor of Management and Entrepreneurship, says she trains teachers in the beginning of the school year to allow their students the opportunity to go through a curriculum that is based around creating your own business.
There are hundreds of middle school students that participate from all throughout our region, but then we host a regional competition to bring them together. So schools individually have their own competition or fair to select the winners. So they bring to the regional competition a first, second, and third place.
The competition will take place on Thursday at the Knott County Sportsplex.
During a news conference this morning, Pikeville Medical Center officials announced a new children's hospital project. Current administration space is designated for the $7 million investment. And the new area will have a separate entrance off the second floor of the hospital with easy access to the parking garage. Officials hope this will provide more convenience to the hundreds of pediatric patients who travel long distances to PMC. According to WYMT, the first step for the Children's Hospital will be to relocate and expand the pediatrics clinic. The facility will include 17 state-of-the-art examination rooms, along with inpatient beds and services. Officials said the project is currently under design, but they expect construction to be completed by March of 2019.
The city of Ashland is considering a replacement plan for its water lines to reduce the number of breaks in the city. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
Officials in Ashland say a 20-year water line replacement plan could reduce the number of breaks from 78 per 100 miles of pipeline per year to 30. The Daily Independent reports the plan would cost $3.2 million a year, potentially paid for by a surcharge to citizens' water bills. The proposal is the result of ongoing issues with the water infrastructure system over the past 18 months, where major water outages have occurred and pipe failure rates are reportedly four times higher than the industrial average. This led to high water loss for the city and difficulty meeting drinking water regulations in the last year. President of Blue Water Kentucky Gary Heintzman made a recommendation to the city's Board of Commissioners to replace 2% of the pipes annually. No action was taken and no timelines have been established for any decisions or votes on the proposed project. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
Advocacy groups around Kentucky are spreading awareness about diabetes while trying to reduce hunger throughout the state. An estimated 40% of household families who are served by a food bank consist of at least one family member with diabetes. The American Diabetes Association, the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, and Passport Health Plan are trying to educate families served by food banks on how to prevent and manage type 2 diabetes. Kristen Rowland is with the ADA in Kentucky. She says among the thousands that already live with the disease, more than 1 million people in the state have prediabetes.
That's a condition where blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not high enough to be diagnosed with diabetes. So that's an important group that we want to educate to become aware of how they can reduce their risk.
The organizations are passing out educational materials about how to detect, prevent, and manage the disease, as well as discussing healthier and more affordable food options with food banks and their clients.
A panel has suspended the medical license of a doctor convicted of implanting medically unnecessary pacemakers into dozens of patients and billing it to Medicare and Medicaid. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the Kentucky Board of Medical Licensure released an order Monday that bars Anis Shalhou from practicing medicine. Shalhou can challenge the panel's order. Shalhou was sentenced to 42 months in prison last month after being convicted of federal health care fraud in April. The Department of Justice said Shalhou implanted dozens of unnecessary pacemakers in patients at St. Joseph London Hospital between 2007 and 2011. Shalhou has denied wrongdoing and maintained that the pacemakers he implanted were necessary. He has filed a notice that he will appeal his conviction.
A man who was freed from death row has been sharing his experience in Kentucky. Gary Drinkard was convicted of a crime he didn't commit 25 years ago and came to Kentucky to talk about what he went through. Drinkard was sentenced to death in 1993 for an Alabama murder, but was exonerated 6 years later for prosecutorial misconduct. Drinkard says although he's free, his life will always be affected by being on death row.
The cost of it overall extremely outweighs keeping a person in prison for life. And like one of our members said, you can release a man from jail, but you can't dig him out of the grave, an innocent person. And there's a lot more innocent people on death row. I mean, people don't realize it. There are.
Several states are moving away from the death penalty, emphasizing that there's no humane way to kill someone. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Police have arrested a Kentucky native suspected of child pornography. WYMT reports Ranger Lacey was taken into custody yesterday by the FBI Louisville office in Little Rock, Arkansas. Investigators say Lacey started trading child pornography back in 2011 and was arrested in 2015. However, he did not appear for court after his arrest in 2015. Lacey has connections to Moorhead and Frenchburg, Kentucky.
A former Kentucky high school football coach has been accused of committing sex crimes against a child while he was leading the team in the early 1980s. News outlets cite police and court records in Monday reports as saying 69-year-old Thomas Duffy was indicted on 4 sodomy charges last week by a grand jury in Boyle County. Danville Police Assistant Chief Glenn Doan says the crimes allegedly happened in 1982 and 83 and involved a child younger than 16. Police did not say if the victim was a Danville High student. Duffy was the school's football coach from 1980 to 1987 and won 2 state championships. Duffy was arrested and released on bond. It's unclear if he has a lawyer at this time. Kentucky imposes no time limit on prosecuting felonies.
A Lexington woman is accused of making children as young as 8 years old smoke marijuana. WKYT reports Janet Cates was arrested yesterday after police say she let the neighbor's kids, ages 8 and 9, smoke pot in her apartment. The kids told police that Cates' boyfriend made them drink mouthwash and spray cologne to mask the smell. Cates is charged with unlawful transaction with a minor. Police are still searching for her boyfriend, Josh Thomas.
A Lexington man was arrested after police say he exposed himself to multiple women. LEX 18 reports Corey Deaver is accused of exposing himself to a guest at the Hampton Inn on Nicholasville Road on October 30th. Another victim claims that 15 minutes later, Deaver engaged in sexual acts in her driveway. When she called police, authorities say he ran to the Central Baptist parking garage and did the same thing. Deaver faces several charges.
Lexington police have made an arrest in a shooting at an Outback Steakhouse parking lot. According to WKYT, Alexander Hilliard is charged with robbery and assault after the incident earlier this month. The victim was shot in the arm during the altercation. No motive for the shooting has been reported. Hilliard is scheduled for arraignment this afternoon.
A man accused in a Boyd County shooting is now behind bars. WSAZ reports Claude Quisenberry of Olive Hill was apprehended early this morning by Kentucky State Police. He's accused of shooting a man yesterday evening on Bolt Fork Road. The victim is expected to recover. Police say a woman was in the house at the time of the shooting. They say the incident was likely a domestic violence situation. Quisenberry is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center. He's charged with attempted murder.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, cloudy, a few flurries or snow showers possible, lows around to 21 degrees. Wednesday, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows around 26. Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, highs around 43. Thursday night, rain, lows around 40 degrees, chance of rain at 90%. And Friday, light rain transitioning to a few showers in the afternoon, highs around 54 degrees, chance of rain at 70%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures in Flemingsburg and Lexington, 25 degrees. Ashland, 28 degrees. Winchester, 25 degrees. Inez, 27 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's currently 26 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Moorhead State University Opera held a performance earlier this month. Trailblazers staff reporter Danielle Tackett was there and files this report.
Moorhead State students joined accomplished alumni for the 25th anniversary of MSU's opera for the production of Die Fledermaus. The production was mainly student-run and was considered to be one of their most successful operettas, according to the artistic director, Roma Prindle.
It was very successful. We had good audiences each night. We made a little profit, and I think our audiences enjoyed it. I know the students did. We've had some wonderful productions in the past, but I think this is probably the most successful in overall. We had about 100 people average each night.
Although some may think the professionals would outshine the students, Dr. Prindle was assured that the students would hold their own.
Each role is different, and each voice is different. What was unusual about this production is that since it was our 25th anniversary production, we got a grant to cast some of the alumni. And so we had some professional singers, and yet I felt like our own students held their own in each, you know, they were cast very conscientiously, very carefully, and I felt like each one brought something unique to the role.
MSU's first opera performance began in 1993 with the introduction of Dr. Roma Prindle.
I do the staging for the production, and I have some student help who I direct to get costumes and sets and everything, and lighting, everything else that we need for the production aspect.
In order to get professional roles, they applied for a grant. It was originally used to provide instrumentals, but this year they were able to hire professionals instead.
We applied for the grant to get professional performers to come and be a part of the cast. It was through the Hinkle Foundation. So we are not funded by the department. We fundraise and do all kinds of things so that we can afford to produce an opera.
Die Fledermaus gave students the opportunity to work in a more professional setting and try their hand at a variety of roles. This has been Danielle Tackett with the story on Morehead State Opera's most recent performance.
That feature was produced in association with the Morehead State University Department of Convergent Media. It's 4:46 and 26 degrees here on the picturesque campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
It is Eagle basketball action tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Morehead State men's basketball team returns to action this evening. The Eagles will be hosting Northern Kentucky after falling to Lipscomb on Sunday. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys are going to use that game as a learning experience for a quick turnaround.
And we're going to put this one behind us, okay? Guys are going to go to class. We're going to put it behind us, and then we're going to get in here in the afternoon, and we're going to figure out what do we have to do to get better. What do we have to do to be the best Morehead State that we can be, correcting these mistakes, and then, you know, obviously getting ready for exactly what you said, a very good Northern Kentucky team that's coming in here, and they're playing good basketball right now as well.
Tip-off in Johnson Arena is set for 7:35. The Morehead State Basketball Eagles also have a new signee for next season. The Eagles last week signed power forward Tyson Claude. He is a 6'8" native of Goldsboro, North Carolina. He averaged a double-double in his last year of play. Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin says this guy will be a great addition to the team.
Ty is a player that we're really excited to add to our roster. He's a postgraduate kid, so he'll come in a little bit older than a typical freshman, which means he's got time to develop his body. He's got great size, great length, great instincts when it comes to rebounding the ball and blocking shots. He's a load inside, and he'll really give us an inside presence going forward that we've been looking to have here at Morehead State.
He also was a force for Team Loaded 704 AAU program and head coach Edward Addy on the Adidas Gauntlet Silver Circuit. Morehead State women's basketball team has a quick turnaround after picking up a record-setting win last night. The Eagles got a 91-point victory over Kentucky Christian with a final score of 119-28. Still, even with a win of that caliber, head coach Greg Todd says there are things that they need to work on still.
I didn't feel like that's a strength of our team going into the season, and still I think we have work to do in that area as far as passing the basketball, and we've got to continue to make improvements there, but definitely something we've got to emphasize and get better at. But tonight we did do a very good job.
The Eagles play again tomorrow when they head to Lexington to play the 25th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Tip-off is at noon. For the second time of the 2018-19 season, the Morehead State women's basketball junior guard Leah June has been tabbed as the OVC Newcomer of the Week. June, who won both OVC Player and Newcomer of the Week to open the season, came off the bench and dropped a career-high 30 points on 13 of 20 shooting against Alice Lloyd on November 20th. The 6'1" guard also was a dead-eyed from deep, sinking 4 3-point shots. June added 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 rebounds in 27 minutes off the bench as the Eagles took down ALC. Head coach Greg Todd says June isn't a real physical player, but has improved already this season.
I think she's definitely helping our team be more productive. You could tell a difference when she was hurt. We definitely missed her presence in the tournament, when she's definitely a big factor for our team.
June began her new week with a 20-point outing and a win over Kentucky Christian on Monday evening. Morehead State football was represented by 8 student-athletes on the 2018 All-Pioneer League teams. Senior wide receiver Jaron Higginbotham was named to the second team, as well as senior defensive lineman Jamil Butler, freshman return specialist Ian Holder, sophomore punter Andrew Foster, senior offensive lineman Chris Jones, and senior defensive back Syed Canoe being named. Redshirt junior offensive lineman Josh Poe and Ben Price were on the honorable mention list as well. The Houston Texans knocked off the Tennessee Titans 34-17 in Monday Night Football action last night. The Texans honored their late founder by wearing decals on the back of their helmets with white block letters bearing his initials of RCM. Deshaun Watson threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for another score as the Texans set a franchise record with their 8th straight victory. Demaryius Thomas scored his first 2 touchdowns with Houston, and Lamar Miller ran for 162 yards, including a 97-yard touchdown. 5-6 Tennessee's Marcus Mariota, who missed the second half of last week's game with a stinger, was 22 of 23 for 303 yards and 2 touchdowns. He completed his first 19 passes before an incompletion, with just more than a minute remaining. And the NFL has suspended Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette 1 game without pay for leaving the sideline, running across the field, and throwing punches at Buffalo Bills defensive end Shaq Lawson during the Bills' 24-21 victory over the Jags on Sunday. The Jags are now on a 7-game losing streak. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State soccer team is welcoming 11 new faces to its roster in 2019 after having a very successful signing period in the fall. Head coach Warren Lipka calls the group that consists of players from 4 different states the most nationally experienced group he has recruited in 10 seasons at the helm of the Eagles. Morehead is also returning 18 players from this season. And that's going to do it for sports for today. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Northern Kentucky tonight at 7:35 p.m., and women's basketball welcomes Evansville on Sunday at 2:05 p.m. Single game and season tickets are now on sale at MSU Eagles ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed higher after a choppy session as comments from President Donald Trump's top economic advisor sparked some hope the U.S. and China will strike a compromise on trade. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 108.49 at 24,748.73. The S&P 500 was up 8.75 at 2682.20. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.85 at 7082.70. And the indices rose after National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said the White House was having a lot of communication with the Chinese government at all levels ahead of a meeting between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart. And, of course, this is coming up later this week. Shares of Boeing, considered a trade bellwether for the company's high exposure to overseas markets, hit its high of the day before closing about 0.5% higher. Comments from Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Richard Clarida also helped stocks today. Clarida said that the central bank was much closer to a neutral rate than it was in December 2015, which was the first time the Fed started hiking rates since the financial crisis. And Clarida's remarks come ahead of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's speech on Wednesday at the Economic Club of New York. Shares of General Motors dropped 2.5% to their session low after Trump tweeted the administration is considering cutting the company's subsidies after closing several plants in the U.S. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.25% at $51.76 a barrel. Gold was down 0.625% at $1,214.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down slightly, with the stock 600 index down 0.25%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Hang Seng down 0.2% and the Nikkei up 0.625%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Verizon and Walgreens, while the worst performers were United Technologies and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were PG&E and Advanced Micro Devices, while the worst performers were Garrett Motion and Aptiv PLC. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1 at $80.44, CSX down a penny at $70.41, AK Steel down 15 cents at $3.12, Lowe's up $2.28 at $91.59, U.S. Bancorp down 43 cents at $53.73, and Procter & Gamble is up 79 cents to finish at $92.73. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight, cloudy, a few flurries or snow showers possible, lows around 21 degrees. Wednesday, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows around 26. Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, highs around 43. Thursday night, rain, lows around 40 degrees, chance of rain at 90%. And Friday, light rain transitioning to a few showers in the afternoon, highs around 54, chance of rain at 70%. Taking a final look at the listening area temperatures, Flemingsburg, Lexington, and Winchester, 25 degrees, Inez, 27 degrees, Ashland, 28 degrees, and in Moorhead, 26 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Advisory Council for Adult Education is seeking donations of new books for a storybook Christmas. Books may be left at various locations in the Moorhead community through November. Contact the MSU Adult Learning Center for more information at 783-2871. You can also drop those books off here at the studios at Moorhead State Public Radio.
The 9th Annual Craft Bazaar, MSU Student Art and Craft Sale, will be held November 29th and 30th in the Gallery of Moorhead State University's Claypool Young Art Building. Featuring handmade crafts, arts and crafts by MSU students, graduates, faculty and staff, the event is an opportunity for the campus and community to purchase locally produced jewelry, paintings, prints, knitwear, ceramics, and more, free and open to the public.
Moorhead's Hometown Holiday will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. Tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. on the lawn of the Rowan County Arts Center, extended business hours, entertainment, wagon rides, and Santa Claus. Cave Run Symphony Orchestra performs at 8 p.m. in the Moorhead Conference Center. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum will host an open house from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. Refreshments, music, coloring books, trading cards, tours of the museum, and pictures with Santa Claus. The event is free and open to the public.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at Moorhead Kroger from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December the 8th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, and weigh at least 110 pounds and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt. And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Peyton Stewart, Cody Robinson, Shaw Marie Mosley, Jacob Lindberg, Haley Stidham, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon came from MSU Convergent Media student Danielle Tackett. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.